Amen. Father, we give you thanks and we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Truly, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Keep rejoicing, oh God, in you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the one who will never fail, oh God. Father, now I must decrease that you may increase. Use me for your glory. The word will come forth and fall on good ground and bring forth fruit in due season. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Jesus, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. Matthew, the 14th chapter. And if you all don't know, I'm going to get a drink of water here. Starting at the 22nd verse. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go to before him to go to the other side. While he sent the multitude away, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when the evening had come, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth hour of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And the beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. And he said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Now, the disciples were with Jesus while he was performing the miracle, you know, feeding the 5,000 with the five loaves and two fish. And now Jesus sent the multitude away, told the disciples to go to the other side. When the wind came up, which the wind will blow because of the storms, Peter himself said, "Lord, it is you, like, bid me to come to you. Command me to come to you on the water." Now, that right there to me seemed like he entered in doubt right there, because you're with Jesus. You all are with him already. You should know some things about Jesus now. You just saw the miracle he performed. Some people say, well, maybe he just wanted to exercise his faith and walk on the water. I don't know about that. I'm just saying that it seemed like the doubt had already entered. And when that doubt sometime enter, then we're going to get fear. We're going to be afraid. With anything we're stepping out in on life, stepping out on a new career, new job, new opportunities, transitioning in life, a lot of time that fear and that doubt and that unbelief, that timidity will come. You know, I had a niece, she was going through some things. They had the baby, they had the house coming, they had the jobs. I said, "Wait a minute, hold it. Pump your brakes." As my wife would tell me, "Pump your brakes, don't go too far down the road." And that means don't let that doubt come in, and the strife or the anxiety, whatever you're going through, will come in and rob you of your faith. Rob you of your faith. And that word, just to see what trust is, I want to give a definition of trust. Confidence, dependence, reliance, and faith. Trusting in the Lord. Now, Peter, the disciples, I'm quite sure they didn't watch the news. And sometimes, even if you're watching the news, the Weather Channel, when you see what's coming, if that storm is going to be very dangerous, it can be terrifying. That storm can either make you prepare, postpone, or panic. You know, a lot of times in life, we are still preparing, we postpone it, and then when that storm comes, we're not ready. That anxiety, that's when the panic comes in. "Oh, Lord, save me." But Jesus was there all the time. He says he's King Emmanuel. He's God with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. But if we continue to trust in him, when we stepping out on that water, because Jesus had already told them, let's go to the other side. So whatever you're going through this morning, think about it. I got to go to the other side. Lord, I got to stretch out my faith. Just as you stretch your hand out to me, God, I want to stretch my hand out to you in faith, Lord, to be with me. Because I know you're there. You're Jehovah Shammah, the Lord, who's there, oh God. You told me you'll never leave me nor forsake me. Now, I might forsake to pray because Jesus was going up to the mountain and the disciples in the boat, they should have been praying and worshiping God. But they were in there, I don't know what they were doing, frying fish or whatever. But still, they weren't adhered to the word of God or to Jesus because they were with him. Now, soon as Peter stepped out, and he took his eyes off Jesus. Sometime in life, we can take our eyes off of Jesus because everything going so well for us. And, you know, with the cares of the world, the timing in life, and we get pushed up with time, so we're not taking the time to pray. But somewhere before we start to prepare, we have to pray. That's part of preparing. And then if we postpone our prayers, guess what? Then that can bring on the doubt and the unbelief because we're not prepared for the storm that we're going through. Or that we might have to go through, or the cares in life that will come upon us all of a sudden. It'll be a panic because we don't have anything to run on. If we haven't been charging up our prayer battery, so to speak, you know how all these cars now, they, what do you call it, the e-cars now, the electric cars, you got to stop and even put them in and wait for them to charge up. And at least 45 to 50 minutes, I mean, my niece and nephews, they got those electric cars, they got to plug them in. I'm like, man, I don't know if I want to do that or not. But so that's the mean same thing with praying. We got to plug in. And it might take 40, 50 minutes. Of time. It might take 10. I don't know where your charge is. How far we've been low down in our prayer life. Because if you're low down in your prayer life and you need to get up, it's hard when that testing time comes. When that testing times come, it can be so tempting to give up because we just think, oh, well, you know, I'm going through this right now, but I know God will deliver me. But if you're not praying, he can't do it. Jesus took the time to pray. Jesus took the time to go by himself. He didn't have to have the 12 disciples with him, even though they should have been praying. They should have been taking notes back then. And I don't know how a man can say he been with Jesus, and all of a sudden that fear and that doubt jumps in. He said, why have you been afraid? Why did you allow doubt to get in? Why did you open the door to it? We got to close the door to it. Amen. See, mouth of babes. Amen. But we got to close the door to it. Close the door. So, because that's trusting, that's faith in there. Now, sometimes we can get to the point where we're saying, well, Lord, I just don't feel like praying. Well, pray the scriptures. Pray the scriptures. If you go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Let me get there. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He shall direct your path. Let's go to Psalms 112. And let me get my bearing straight here. 112 and 7. 112 and 7. Well, that was the one I want. Wait a minute. No. Let's go to 119 and 105. I'm sorry. Then we're going back to that scripture. Put your finger on that one. But we're going to go to 119 and 105. And here's the word reads, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, we've already talked about trusting in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding, acknowledging him in all thy ways, and he shall direct that path. But sometimes we don't know what to pray. We got to mix it with faith. Just take the word of God. And, Lord, I don't understand right now, but I'm coming to you in confidence and in faith, Lord. that you will direct my path. You will straighten this pathway out in my life. Right now it's dark and I don't understand it, but you're going to make the way out of no way, oh God. Hallelujah. Because if we don't mix that word with faith, we can get over into doubt. Well, I hope he might. I hope he should do it for me. He might do it for me. No. In confidence, we come into him in confidence. Lord, we're relying on you. I'm depending on you, oh God, that you're going to make the way out of no way, oh God. You're going to make this path, oh God, this pathway straight that I'm going in. It's dark, but I'm going to the other side, oh God. It's dark, oh God, but I'm trusting in you. It's dark, Lord, but I need you, oh God. Cry out to him, just as Peter cried out when he was sinking. See, we might feel like we're sinking, but we're not sinking. We just got to get back up. God was right there. He said, the songwriter said he never failed. But sometimes we can fall in our prayer life, fall in reading and studying of the word. He said, he shall direct that path. Now let's go to Psalms 112:7. There the psalmist here, he's saying, he said, he will not be afraid of evil tidings or bad news. His heart is steadfast, fixed, trusting in the Lord. Saints, we got to get our hearts steadfast and trusting in the Lord. We might hear bad news, bad things going on in the world, but Lord, my heart is established, trusting in you, oh God. I see it, Lord, but I'm not going to allow the winds and the cares of the world to move me, oh God. I'm trusting in you. I'm trusting in you. I'm depending on you, oh God. And I know that you're going to take me to the other side of this situation. I know you're going to do it for me, oh God. But if we take our eyes off him, just like Peter, we're going to sink because the boisterous waves come. And don't get me wrong. We're living in this fleshly shell. We're human. So those doubts and the unbelief, they're going to come. Nobody's a super spiritual human being. I know some people like to think because I confess the word and believe. But sometimes when that doubt get in there, that doubt and that fear can come and overtake us for a moment. We don't have to stay there. Once we recognize that there's some doubt, or I'm afraid, I'm walking in fear, Lord, I thank you. You've not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind, oh God, a disciplined mind. This is not coming from you. Satan, you're a liar. This is not coming from God. So, Lord, I'm trusting in you. Depending on you, oh God. My confidence is on you. I'm relying on you, oh God, to take me to the other side. Just as Peter, what Jesus told the disciples to go to the other side. Now that right there, if he tells them I can go to the other side, we got to believe that. We got to believe we're going to the other side. Lord, right now I'm going through in my body. I'm going through in my marriage. I'm going through in my mind. I'm going through in my life. But Lord, I know I'm going to the other side. I'm going through. I'm going through the other side, oh God, because I know you're going to heal me. You're going to bring me through. Just believe that it's temporary, and it's not going to last. You can last. You can outweigh what's going on. Because the songwriter said, I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. Saints of God, are we going to seek the Lord, and he'll hear, and he'll answer? He will hear, and he'll answer. And his tears, oh, I love that hymn the brother sung this morning. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to take Jesus at his word, saints of God. This is what it's all about, trusting in him and trusting in his word and leaning not to our own understanding. But sometimes we got to recognize to bring ourselves under subjection to the power of the Holy Spirit and the word of God, that we can come in line and say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to depend on you, oh God. I know, as Pam has said to me, when I was going through, she said, look, don't go too far down the road. And I was going too far down the road in my mind and in my thinking, and I had to back it up, slow it down right then, because you're going in your mind, and your mind be turning about this. What is that? What if those? But that's doubt. That's the doubt going on in your mind. And we sit there, and we'll wrestle with it, we'll play with it, and even toss it up in the air, and even next thing you know, you believe in it. Why? Because we've gone too far down the road. Okay. So God allows us to make that U-turn if you're going too far down the road the wrong way in your thinking, the wrong way. That's why we trust in God, because he'll never fail. My reasoning, my understanding, yes, I can fail God, but he will never fail. He will never fail. As Jesus told him, said, why did you doubt? Why this fear? Even the disciples, they were there, but still they was afraid. They thought it was a ghost. They didn't know he was the Holy Ghost. It was out there. Now, and if you've been with Jesus and he just fed the multitude, it seemed like you should know his voice to me. If you've been with him all that time, it seemed like you should know his voice. Now, Saints, if we spend some time in prayer, we got to hear his voice. We got to get something with some understanding. We should know some things because of from his word of God and in prayer. Now, we got to prepare ourselves for these storms that are coming. We see this, what's happening in the world. Things are very uncertain. People going, they say, I got more month than I got money. But now you're going to have to trust in God who will work it out. If you give it to him, I've heard too many testimonies of people saying, you know what? I was trusting God, believing God. We was down to this and that, but God made a way out of no way. He's a way maker, saints. And now, if we don't believe that, then we're going to stay in the storm. And the storm, and it's all right, as I said, to be in the storm, but don't let the storm be in us. It's all right, because we're human, we're going to go through things. Until Jesus come and take us out of here, we got to go through some things. We're not glorified yet. We're in these natural bodies. We're not glorified yet, so we're going to go through some things, and we're going to be tempted. Now, when the testing come or the tempting come, what are we going to do? We got to trust God, amen. Testing is going to come to all of us. Temptation will come to all of us, but we got to trust God and stand on it. Don't give up now. We can't give up now. We know too much about him. As a songwriter said, you can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him. Saints, we have to put everything, muster up everything when you're going through and you don't know what to pray, what to say. We got to muster up in faith. God, I don't understand what I'm going through. I don't feel you in my life right now, but God, I know you're there. I know you're there, oh God. And I know that I'm going to the other side of this thing. I believe you and I trust you, oh God. You will never leave me nor forsake me, oh God. You will never fail me, Lord. Man might fail me. Woman might fail me, but you will never fail me. Systems will fail you, but God won't fail you. Saints of God, we got to get that trusting wheel turning like never before. So those old saints, they sung that song with faith. Some of them didn't know what was going, how was it going to make it, but they sung, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. Saints, we have to get back, because those old saints, they knew something. They may not have known the word, but they had it on the inside. They had something in their know to go to the other side. You don't have to sound good when you're singing in your prayer time. I'm not a singer. I just know you just give it to the Lord in prayer. Those old songs will build your faith. Will build your faith to trusting in God. But if we just sit there and we do nothing in the time of preparation, because we've been postponing, I put this prayer off, I'm going to come back to it. And I've been there. I've gone out to the Walmart or whatever, come back and just try to get the prayer. It's not the same. I'm telling you, when you try to pray and leave the house before you pray, praying before they leave the house, it's a difference. You go out there, you start mixing it up with the world and you're seeing people, this and that, and you come back, it's like, it's a drag there. So we're going to postpone and we've put it off. And then if you're right there for doubt and unbelief to come in. Why? Because we haven't been in contact with the Lord that day. Not like we should, you know. Sometimes we can say a quick prayer and go, and I understand that. But that postponing to go, I've been there all day long, going, I'll come back, and you can throw on a worship song, but sometimes it's just not hitting the way it should hit. You come back and just feel like, Lord, where are you? I don't feel you. Now, I know when I started my house to pray, I should feel his presence, because your house should be your sanctuary, and you should be the priest of your household. Man, you should be the priest there. And the presence of God should be in your house. When you start to invoke his presence, believing God, praying, and confessing his word, the presence of God should come in there. The presence of God should come in. But if we sit back and we just sit back, Lord, well, you know, I know this, oh God, and I understand that, but and you've heard the word, but we got to be a doer of the word, not just a forgetful hearer. And so many times, and going through, and I can understand what I'm going through. I didn't feel like praying. Didn't want to pray. But somebody prayed for me. You all were praying for me. My wife was praying for me. My brother was praying for me. My family was praying for me. And I appreciate that. I thank God for that. But just hearing his word from the telephone, and I've said it before on that Abide app, I had it in the floor, and I laid it in the floor. I put it in the bed when I was in the bed, and I just listened to it all the time because I didn't feel it like praying. I didn't feel like reading, but hearing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word. So you got to listen to the word sometime. Sometimes you don't feel like, put the word of God on. Turn the news off, put the word of God on. Glory to God. And here's some good news. The glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. We need that. We need, like never before, we're going to need his word to stand and withstand and stand again. I mean, if the disciples, if Peter can step out and then take his eyes off, and Jesus is right there, and you've been with him, then who are we? But we have the Spirit of God on the inside. That's why praise and worship is so important, you know, to get into the presence of God, to sing those songs, to remind us, to encourage us. That we on the battlefield for the Lord, we got to stay there. This is a battlefield for the Lord. The day, walking in life, the life journey that we are on is the battlefield for the Lord. And on that battlefield, we have to offer people salvation. Offer them Jesus, because people need Jesus. People need the Lord. I'm not talking about people who just speaking Christianese out of one side of their mouth and doing stuff out of the other side of their mouth. That stuff don't go. Because people can read you right there. I'm telling you, the world is reading Christians or who say they're Christians and not living up to it. I'm telling you, right, like never before. I'm like, wow. Okay, well, and you can't defend it. Well, why is this? And people saying one thing and doing another thing? Well, you know, I just think they just need to get back with God. That's the only thing you can say. Because if not, we'll be getting over to too much of that other stuff. But people looking for the real. I mean, people are looking for something real, and Jesus is real. Glory to God. Jesus is real. He is the answer. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. People are seeking for the truth, but Jesus is there. He said, I was there all the time. Now, says we know we're going to have to get up, and we once plant, one water, God give the increase. I used to think that one time you go out there, and you're supposed to work on that person, and they see right then. It doesn't happen that way. You sow that seed, and you just like you would cultivate, you water it, and let the sun do his job, and the rain do their job, and come back. But God give the increase. God give the increase. Some people got that stony heart right now, and we got to pray for them, continue to pray for them. Because that stony heart, well, I've been hurt, and I've been this way, and I've been that way. But listen, God will heal you if you trust him. God will deliver you. He'll take care of you. But if we sit there and we hold that bitterness, we hold that strife, and guess what it's doing? It's hardening your arteries almost. It's making so your heart's not really pumping like it should, you know, because we got that tense, that strife in there. Your arteries are tightening. And they call it hardening of the arteries? Oh, yeah. That's what it is. That strife of heart gives you hardening of the arteries. I'm not talking about the plaque that'll build up in there. I'm talking about from strife and doubt and malice and unforgiveness and bitterness. You got to let it go. We have to let it go and walk in love and walk in faith. I know they hurt you. I know they did you wrong on that job, but walk in love and let God deal with them. Because I'm going to tell you, you can't let them live in you and in your head because what they did. You know what? They wronged me on that job. And I know they were wrong. But if you carry that bitterness, it'll hold you from living your potential in your life. Because we clamp down so hard that life is not flowing through your life veins like it should. So say, we don't want to be there. We don't want to park there at all, because that can cause you a physical death. Not just, you know, because we sitting there, we holding that bitterness, it dries up your bones. It dries you up because you sitting there, you meditate on what somebody had done to me and how they're treating me. Bless God, if you put that prayer on them and walk in love, God gonna change some things. Hallelujah. If I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. If we seek the Lord, he's going to hear and he's going to answer. Just believe and trust God. He's going to move some things. He's going to shake some things. But still give him the worship. Lord, I don't see it right now. I don't feel it right now. Lord, these people are mistreating me. But God will make the way out of no way. Saints, we got to believe this like never before. People are hurt, and you just don't know what I've been through in life. I don't know, but God knows. He knows. And, you know, just say, well, I'm going to pray for you. If they want prayer, sometimes they don't want prayer because people, they're just not ready. They're just hardened up. They've hardened and stiffened up, so to speak, because of what they've been through or what they're going through. But I believe if we trust God, we're going to the other side of this thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This earth is not our home, saints. I don't know if you're just planning to be here. Yes, we got to occupy until Jesus comes. But Jesus is coming again, and we got to be ready. Plan for our futures. We plan for retirement and all the things. But I'm going to tell you, all that will be gone because Jesus is coming again. We got to be ready. We got to live like he's coming again. Today we're going around like he's not coming again. You know, we have a little chat with ChatGPT. But how about a little talk with Jesus? How about that chat with Jesus? You can't Google this stuff and get it from the Google. You got to get it from God. People say, well, no, I could just go over here and that stuff is, don't get me wrong, but you got to have a little talk with Jesus yourself and tell him all about it. It's fine to share it, but tell him all about it. Because ChatGPT will have you going somewhere else and you be walking down there, well, I used to believe God, but now, you know, he's almighty. I know he's this. What happened to you? Because you've been messing around, seducing spirits coming in. Because you've been opening yourself up to ChatGPT and there's all this AI mess that's going on. And people believing it, saying, well, you know, the Bible there, and they can tell you about God. You better know him for yourself. There's a strong delusion in the land, saints. A strong delusion. People used to believe, they're not believing anymore. Some who I trusted and I looked follow when I was a single man, and they stopped believing and trusting God and started thinking that everything is all right. What? Calling right wrong and wrong right? That's not so in the eyesight of God. Because we want to be, you know, we want to be so cuddled up with the world and want to be acceptance of the world. The world ought to be acceptance of the Christians, the believers. But we have just made it soft it so that, okay, everything's all right. We got the look and we got the Christianese we're speaking, the lingo, you know. But God is looking for pure hearts. God is looking for pure hearts. He will never fail us. Yes, my heart can fail me because of doubt and unbelief. When it comes into your heart, just like what happened to Peter, he took his eyes off of Jesus. Saints of God, we're going through this life journey. We cannot take our eyes off of Jesus. Though we're going to start sinking in some stuff that we don't need to be sinking into. Dabbling in some things that we don't need to be dabbling into. And I've come across people I used to talk with. I'm like, man, but now they just, well, I know he's the most, yes, he is the most high. But he's Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. Soon coming king. They don't want to declare his goodness anymore. They don't want to just lift him up. Oh, he's the most high. Yes, he is the most high God. He is an awesome God. But do you know him? See, that's where people have messed up now. They go into all this podcast and different things and different talks, and they're not getting Jesus. They're getting a message to make them feel good, and it seems right, but it's not right in the eyesight of God. And we who are going to hold up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. Jesus, the one who died and bled for us. Bled and died for us. Not we ourselves. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. We're going along, saints, as the world turned. Remember that soap opera? We're going along as the world turned, and this world system has got Christians, even we just going along as the world turned, and we just accepting everything and believing everything. Okay, it might not be right. I'm not going to come against you, but I can't get with that. I'm not going to try to hurt your feelings, but I can't rock with that. I got to pray. I'm going to pray for you. You can see it in your family. I got to pray for you. Saints of God, Jesus is coming again. And many are whimpering. Many are falling. Many are giving in because of the cares of the world. Because things that's coming upon this earth. Men's hearts are failing them. People's hearts are failing them. They have no hope in Jesus. Because they stopped trusting in the Lord.
Where did you stop trusting in him? When did you stop believing the word of God? But I go to church and I'm giving my tithes. But when did you stop believing? Who be with you? As Paul said to you foolish Galatians. We allow this world system and the chaos of the world, the mess to come in and bewitch people in their minds and in their thinking so much so they don't believe the word of God like we should and stand on the word. We're trying to mix the word with the world, and we got to mix the world with the gospel. Saints of God, I just see we in perilous times. It's daytime, but it's dark. If you're trusting the world system that things are going to get better, you're trusting wrong. You better trust in God. We got to occupy till he comes, but trust and believe in the Lord. He'll never fail us. Hallelujah, Lord, we're seeing you. We're going to the other side of this thing, saints. Those who believe. This world is in a decay, but we're going to the other side of this thing. We got to hold fast, those saints. We got to hold fast because you know sometimes you're on that roller coaster ride and you're going so hard and it turns on you and I'm just bracing. Saints of God, things are moving fast. I'm moving hard in our lives, in our family lives, in the children's lives, the grandchildren's lives. We got to be prepared to stand. And we're standing and said, devil, you're a liar. You're not going to have them. I apply the blood of Jesus over their lives. Over my children, over my grandchildren, nieces, nephews. You're not going to have them. I know what they're going through right now. I know this is a testing time. I know it is. But God, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, we got a work to do, saints. It's more to it than just joining. I'm going home with Jesus one day. We got to plant the seeds. You know, my father wouldn't plant until like sometime the last of May or the beginning of June. All the other farmers would be planting, all the other people growing gardens. My dad would say, no, I'm going to wait. I'm going to plant by this moon. He said, I tell them to meet me at harvest time. He said, meet me at harvest time. He wouldn't plant. A lot of stuff were coming up and was withering. Because see the weather we was getting? The hot, the cold, the cool. Now, if you don't know how to grow it, it won't come up. But he would always start late, but he always had those tomatoes, that fruit, see, they come up. And I used to think, okay, yeah, but he said, no, but those tomatoes come up big as your fist when I plant them. You know, and I didn't believe that stuff, but when you follow him in that garden, he going down that road, and then he starts showing you what's going on. And showing you how the little tablets, we call them tablets, little turtles would come and bite the tomato. Wouldn't eat the whole tomato, he'd just eat one. Take a bite out of it and go. And that's the way Satan is. He'll take a bite out of it just enough to mess you up and go to somebody else. Yeah, that old tablet, we call them tablets, that little he stretches his neck up and bite one of the juiciest, reddest tomatoes you ever want to see. Boom, he gone. And you know, we would take them and throw them down in the woods, and, you know, because you didn't want to bust them up too bad, but like, man, you messed up this plant, that plant, and we tried to make a hill so they wouldn't go up the hill around the tomatoes, you know, because they got to go up the hill, then they got to stretch the neck so they wouldn't get there, so either they'll go backwards. But man, I tell you what, that turtle would go in there and peck at each one of them, and wouldn't eat the whole one, why not? Now, I'm good with you if you ate the whole tomato, you know, I'm fine with that. But don't go around, you know, messed up now, you messed up four or five of them. So now you got to go for real, you know. We had fun throwing them down there, you know, throwing them down the hill. But that's the way Satan will do. Come in just enough to take a bite out of something and go on. And next thing you know, take a bite. And you're messing up the fruit. Messing up our fruit, you know. We're supposed to be bearing from this Holy Spirit. Messing up your joy, messing up your peace, your patience. But God is still good. He's still on the throne. He's a merciful God, a holy God, an awesome God. Because without him, we would fail. With him, we won't fail. It might seem like it, but we won't fail. Thanks God, we won't fail if we're trusting and believing and depending on him. Mix the word of God with faith when we're praying it. Lord, I'm believing you. I'm trusting you. I'm depending on you, God, to see me through this thing, to see my children through. They're going to the other side of this life. They're going. But most of all, you got to make sure they're in Christ. Salvation is one of the most important things we can do right now. I know saving for the college, but you got to give them Jesus. Offer them Jesus. I'm telling you right now, without Jesus and the way things are going, without a Savior, and I'm talking about really knowing Jesus, because the testing times are here, saints. The tempting times are here. But I thank God we have an anchor. We have a Savior. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. I love that. God, I don't fear you, but I know you're with me. I know you're with me. I know you're going to see me through to the end. So, saints, don't give up. You might give up, but don't give up. Don't give up. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, he said. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Because the way things are going, and you looking, and people seeing things, the way things are happening, their hearts are just getting, they don't believe anymore. They're trembling. And those who once said they were believers. And that's why Apostle Paul told them, you foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? Twist you up in your thinking. Saints of God, we can't let this world system, we can't let the systems of the world twist our thinking. That we're not walking upright in love and in peace and receiving Jesus, because he's coming again and we want our hearts to be right. You can't be right and speaking one thing out of one side of your mouth and another thing out of the other side of your mouth. We can't be. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost, to live this life, to occupy until you come, because he's surely coming. Says God, we got to be ready. I know they're doing all this other stuff in churches and different things, and everything is just going wild, look like it's going on, but that's all right. We're holding up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. They're holding up all kinds of other banners, but hold up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ, and he will see us through. He will. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting. Keep on relying on him. Because if not, we will fail. But see, even if you fail, you can get back up. That's the blessed part about it. Even if you fall short, you can still get back up. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Hallelujah. I'm glad about that, saints. Because he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. But that's why we trust in God. That's why we believe God. Because without him, we'd be like a ship without a sail. So, prepare. Don't postpone. Because you may end up in a panic when it's time to prepare and we postpone, because we're trying to get things straight. You know, because know this hurricane is coming and I'm looking for my flashlight and I'm looking for this, looking for that. I don't have a place to come or a room that already situated to hide in case the storm is coming. Already be prepared. Know where you're gonna go to. You got, know where we're gonna go to. Put that bicycle helmet on your head. The storm's getting too long. Pam and I, we got bicycle helmets. Say what we're going to do. You take a blanket in there, cover yourself. If you got glass around you, and do it. Take a flashlight. And take your prayer in there too now. Let that be your prayer closet wherever you're going to be. Because everything want to bring fear upon us. But we got to believe and trust God. You know, are we in the hurricane season? Well, just prepare and trust God. And it's disheartening to see these people losing their homes. I'm telling you, it breaks my heart to see them just, wow, I lost everything I had. We got to continue to pray for them. Don't let the devil come in and reap havoc on our lives till we say, I've lost everything I had. I used to trust God, but I stopped. I've run across many people Yeah, I used to believe, but now this and that. Okay, wow. Oh, why? Okay. Ran across a young man. We were younger, you know, we talking about drinking wine and this and that. And okay, I let him joke for a few minutes. I said, yeah, but now I drink the new wine of the Holy Spirit. And he said, well, that's all right, it works. Yeah, it is working for me. He is working for me. Now, since he wanted to be, you know, I haven't seen him in a long time. You know, I was at a celebration and whatnot and for graduate. And he, oh, yeah, well, you know, we remember that wine? I think he was sweating because of the wine. Okay, I let him go ahead and have his fun. And then when I put on about the new wine, he looked at me. I was just waiting for him to go ahead on. Yeah, yeah, man, we used to hang out. Just, okay. But now I drink the new wine of the Holy Ghost. He didn't know what to say. Don't let nobody trap you the way you used to do, where you've been. Don't let nobody trap you and keep you there. That's what the devil want. You to join back in there. Yeah, man, we used to. Okay, all right. Only for a moment. For a minute, and then cut them off. When I start talking about that new wine, don't you want some of that new wine? Oh, no, he ain't got the belly. His container can't handle new wine. He's not ready. Glory to God. The drink of the Holy Ghost. The drink of the Holy Spirit. I don't mind if you're joking me about that. That's fine, you know. I thank God I'm here to repent and to testify to the glory of God, what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody pigeonhole you to where you used to do, where you've been. Because I trust in God, my Savior. Come on, Brother Doug, would you give us some more of that song? Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you all the honor and the glory of God. We thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you have done by the power of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. If someone here today who does not know Jesus is parting of their sin, we want to pray with you. We don't want you to leave without knowing Jesus. We don't want you to leave today.